Hello, everyone. I hope you're all doing well. First of all, I must apologize for the scratchy quality of my voice. To be honest, I'm feeling a bit rubbish at the moment. When I was visiting my friend Kim, I thought on Sunday night that I might be coming down with something because my ears got really achy and my throat got scratchy and I thought I could feel some swollen glands in my neck. But then yesterday, the feeling never got any worse. And when I woke up this morning, I thought I was going to be okay. But then as today crept on apace, this feeling of impending illness grew gradually worse and worse. And then this scratchy throat eventually turned into outright soreness. So that meant, alas, that I had to absent myself from the discipleship committee meeting at my church tonight, which I really didn't want to do. When I get involved in something, I like to make every effort to be there and contribute what I can. But I really didn't feel that I could go out in this condition, especially because it's a really nasty night out there. It's just teeming down with rain. Yes, I do live just across the street from the church now that I've moved, but the main doors of the church that are directly across the street from my building are not open on a Tuesday night, so I would have had to make my way in the pouring rain all the way around the building to this side alley, to an entrance that is unlocked for meetings and such, when someone's around to do that. Also, the street that I have to cross to get to church is really busy and it does not have a stop sign or a traffic light, so I was concerned that I might not hear the traffic properly in the pouring rain. So I thought it would be better to just give my regrets and miss this meeting out. Much though I hated to do that. Now, unfortunately, I emailed kind of at the last minute, but I was hoping that this feeling of impending rubbish was just my imagination. And then, of course, it really has turned out not to be. But anyhow, the purpose of this boo is not to whinge and moan about my health problems, believe it or not. It's actually to share a marvelous poem with you folks that I once loved and then sadly forgot about, but which I came across again today. Actually, it's the epigraph at the beginning of a marvelous biography of Charlotte Bronte that was written for young people by a woman named Elfrida Vipont. This book, Weaver of Dreams, was something that, as a teenager, I absolutely adored, devoured it with a passion. It was one of my favorite books when I was 15 or 16. And I'd always wanted to find it again. But I searched for years for it, to no avail. Now, for some reason, something prompted me today to check again on the website for the Canadian National Institute for the Blind's lending library. And even though I had checked there many times before, when I went there today, lo and behold, there was the book, Weaver of Dreams. So, of course, I was over the moon and I downloaded it immediately. Now, it's taken from record, and it's exactly the same narration that I had when I was a teenager. But whoever remastered it did a pretty good job. The sound quality is actually quite good for what it is. And actually, I must say, I'm very grateful for all the work that the volunteers at the CNIB do to make so many audiobooks available for the blind. It is somewhat harder for a blind person to obtain certain reading materials than for his or her sighted counterparts. Although, of course, it has gotten a bit easier today with the advent of ebooks and various audio websites and the like. But it's still a bit tricky, and that's why I'm so grateful that I have access as a blind Canadian citizen to the CNIB Library's website. So anyhow, I downloaded this book, and I was afraid when I first began to read it that I wouldn't enjoy it as thoroughly as I had as a girl. Because reading it then was almost like a mystical experience. But no, it's just as enjoyable to me now as it was then. I think it's partly because the book was written back in either the 50s or 60s, I can't recall which decade now. And even though it was intended for young people, the language is fairly convoluted and not overly simplified and dumbed down as language in books for young adults can be today. Excuse me. So the poem I'm going to share is one that appears at the beginning of this book. But before I share that, I have to recount a funny story. I had a nap after I had read part of this Weaver of Dreams book, and in my nap, I dreamed that I was at Haworth Parsonage and was playing with the Bronte children. We went up onto the moors and we romped amid the heather and picked wildflowers and recounted stories to each other. And then one of the house servants came rushing up to us and told us that we were all naughty wee bairns and we had to come down and have some tea. And then the children's aunt, Miss Branwell, was in the parsonage when we arrived back there. And she said we were quite remiss in our duties and we ought to stay in the house and read our Bibles and be good children. Oh, funny dream. Anyhow, here is this lovely poem. And again, I do apologize for the for whatever may be lacking in my reading today, if it's a bit lackluster. We wove a web in childhood, a web of sunny air. We dug a spring in infancy of water pure and fair. We sowed in youth a mustard seed. We cut an almond rod. We are now grown up to a riper age. Are they withered in the sod? Are they blighted, failed, and faded? Are they molded back to clay? A life is darkly shaded, and its joys fleet fast away. The mustard seed in distant land bends down a mighty tree. The dry, unbudding almond wand has touched eternity.